Someone once told me a story. The story was told to kind of help illustrate about leadership, ability of good leaders, the abilities of good leaders. And this particular story was about a man. He was the owner of one of the big stadiums in one of the large cities in the country. And he may have also been the owner or part owner of one of the professional sports teams that played at that particular stadium. But this man, having plenty of employees under him, people working for him, agreed to do a tour for some local school kids, taking them around the stadium. And as he was taking them around on this tour, he decided to take them through these set of doors onto the playing field so that they could get a chance to be on the actual field. And as he was about to go through the door, apparently the door was not one that usually tour groups would go through, because one of the security guards stopped him. And the security guard, even though he was an employee of that owner of that stadium, did not recognize that who the owner was, who his boss was. And so he told him, "Sorry, sir, you can't go through this way. You're not allowed." And the owner tried to say, "Well, it's okay. I have permission. I can go through." "No, sir, I'm sorry. You can't go through this way. You need to go around another way. You're not allowed." Well, now the owner could have totally come down hard on that security guard, pulled one of those, you know, "Don't you know who I am?" type of things, and really giving him a hard time. But instead, he simply said, "I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know. We'll go a different way." And so he took the students around to a different way that he knew to get onto the field, away from the security guard. And so everything went well the rest of the tour. Now, a few days later, again, the owner could have chosen to really come down hard on the security guard without an audience being there and tell him, "How dare you embarrass me in front of those students, and I'm your boss, and you should have recognized who I was, and how do you, da, 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 da." It could have really, really given him a hard time. But instead, the owner wrote him a letter telling him how good of a job he did. He commended the security guard. "I was there, but you knew that I wasn't supposed to go through that way. I tried to give an excuse. You didn't let me get away with an excuse. You told me what to do. You did your job well. Good job." And I can't imagine what went through the security guard's head, though, when he realized, "Oh, that was my boss." he had to have been kind of eye-opening for the security guard. But the thing that really sticks out in my mind about this story is how the owner took the time to recognize the job well done by that security guard. Again, he could have been just angry as all get out. You know, he could have totally ripped that guy apart for having, trying to let his, or allowed his pride to get in the way and just say, "Why did you embarrass me? And why did you do this?" And all this. But instead, he saw that the security guard was doing his job, exactly what he was being paid to do, exactly what he needed to do, and congratulated him for it. I tell this story because the story reminds me of how sometimes we forget about those who are less fortunate than us. We might not be the owner of a big stadium, have all sorts of employees under us, all sorts of people that have to answer to us or anything like that. But we still know what it's like we ourselves sometimes have been in situations where we don't have everything that we need, that we're in want. And we've met people, we've encountered people who have less than we do. They don't have everything that we do. And we've had opportunities to be able to help those who don't have what we have, don't have all the things that we have. So much like that owner in that story, we have an opportunity to be able to really show compassion, to show kindness to those who don't have what we have, just as he showed compassion, showed kindness to his employee. When we look at the readings today, a first reading from the book of the prophet Amos, Amos describes a group of people who are very rich and have all this power and prestige. He describes that they are lying on beds of ivory. They have all this food, all these different things that they can have, all the different things, but they're taking from those who have even what little they have. They're taking from them. There's also a passage in the book of Ezekiel that describes how shepherds who take from the sheep. Amos kind of implies the same thing. Taking from the sheep, taking from those they're supposed to take care of in order for their own pleasure, their own comfort. And as well, we hear about Lazarus and the rich man. We hear about this man who has got everything that he needs. He even is able to buy the most expensive clothes, have the best food, but he's not even willing to give the scraps to this poor man who lives outside his door. And the thing that always strikes me about this story, I was pointed out to me once, how when the rich man goes to the netherworld and he talks to Father Abraham, he says, "Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue." He calls him by name. I mean, this guy not only was not willing to give Lazarus food and help, he knew that his name was Lazarus. And he still wasn't willing to do anything for him. I mean, that's kind of eye-opening when you think about that. He wasn't even willing to be able to just help him out. And so it should be a stark reminder to us, how can we help those around us? And it doesn't have to be necessarily with money. It could even be, you know, physically helping them, being there for them, being kind to them, being an emotional support for them, you know, walking with them and walking with somebody who has a difficult time, whatever it is. But what are we doing? It's so easy to forget about that. I mean, I've met some people who have that charism, that gift for being able to help others, to be helpful, to be kind, to be able to be willing to put aside any fears or anxieties and be able to help those truly in need. I don't have that. I don't have that gift. I don't have those gifts for being able to always be the most helpful. Especially to those less fortunate than myself. I know a lot of times when I have an opportunity to help myself, I realize that my mind, I'm going through all sorts of excuses. And say, well, they might be trying to take advantage of me, and they might be going to do something bad to me, or they might just be using money to buy drugs, or you know, whatever it is. I go through all these different things, and I forget that God calls all of us, to help those in need. To not be like the rich man, but to actually help those around us. It's not always easy to remember to do that, but that's what God calls us to do, and he gives us that grace to help us to do that. May God help us. May the Holy Spirit be with us to help us, again, to get over those any worries, any anxieties that we might have. That we can be that kind person. Mother Teresa of Calcutta talks about that we have to give until it hurts. Again, not always easy. But Christ is giving us that grace to help us. May we show Christ's love, share Christ's love for all of us through our actions, helping those who are most in need.